K-P-N-T, St. Genevieve, St. Louis. This is Grover's Morning Glory, only on 105.7 The Point. Welcome back to the show that drops more jaws than a sorority full of sluts. It's Grover's Morning Glory.
I saw something really funny yesterday. I saw a buddy, I haven't seen him in a long time. And it's funny when you see his front tooth was knocked out. And just see anybody with their tooth knocked out, when they smile, I haven't seen him, you know, it's been a few weeks. And he smiled, and I'm like, oh my God, and you start laughing, because you don't have a tooth, it just looks awful. So like, listen, I go, what the hell happened? Did you get in a fight or something? And he's like, no, he's like, listen, he's like, I'll tell you, it's not the, you know, the greatest thing that happened, but his girlfriend actually hit him in the mouth.
And knocked the tooth out?
And knocked his tooth out, yeah.
Oh, man. What is this guy's name? Christian Slater?
No, not going to say his name.
Didn't his wife beat his ass, too?
Oh, she threw a glass at his head and
hit him in the skull, had to get stitches.
Cut his head open.
So, wait, she punched him, or she hit him with like accidentally, or what happened?
Punched him. And the thing is, but this guy, he had bruises before. And I heard people say, would your girlfriend kick your ass again? And I thought it was a joke. I just thought people were joking around about that. I didn't think, oh, that's really what happened. I thought he fell down wrestling or something. But he's like, no, Dieter, that's true.
Oh!
She beats him up.
He admitted to that?
Oh, yeah.
What a pansy ass.
Oh, completely. At first, it was just, you know, playful slapping. And then it got to, she'd choke him a little bit, scratch it. I mean, now it's to the point she's swinging. I mean, full go. She's like, he's not going to hit me back. You know, he does something wrong. Oh, let's clock him. She's very physical. And now look what happens. There's no tooth.
So wait a second, what did he do to her? Did he, I mean, was this like a fist fight? The two of them were going at it? Or
No, he hasn't struck her yet. He never would.
Does she hit him out of fear? Like, is he threatening her and she's hitting him because he's hurting her?
No, it'd be something stupid. Like, he drinks the, you know, the milk and puts the milk jug back in completely empty. There's like one sip left. Something stupid. She's like, you got to clean up. You can't just put that jug back in. Go out and buy some milk.
That rotten bitch.
She had no milk to like cook then later on. So she just swung. He just turned like that and she swung right at him. I'm like, dude, what the hell is it? I'm like, dude, this should be fair game now. He should be able to hit her back.
Oh, you better believe it. Absolutely.
What? Isn't it? It's almost self-defense when your tooth's getting knocked out.
I don't advocate hitting women, but if they're knocking your teeth out, you better do something, man.
Well, why can't he just leave the relationship? I mean, you know, the answer's not to hit her back.
He's scared of her.
No.
Come on. Are you
kidding me?
Come on.
He's completely scared.
No. Dude, wait a second. Are you just surmising that, or did he tell you that?
It's not just a tooth. It goes beyond that. He's dated her for about 2 years now, and about a year ago, he had one of his testicles removed.
Cancer?
Yeah. We thought, he said testicle cancer, no big deal.
Right.
Well, like it is a big deal.
Or whatever he had.
Yeah. Right, just got that taken out. He tells me now what it was. She twisted his testes so hard.
Oh, my God.
It detached, died, and then it removed the testy.
But if your testy detached, does it turn black or something? Or you probably can't tell.
It was like elephant tongue. It swelled up like a cantaloupe. But he was so embarrassed, he told us, which now, what a shady guy, said it was testicle cancer. We felt all bad.
How would you ever show your face? I wouldn't leave the house. If I was getting my ass beat by my girlfriend, I would never leave the house.
First of all, I haven't seen him.
I wouldn't let that go down. I'd start walking around the house with a baseball bat if I were him then. I mean, what kind of a guy allows himself to get beat up like that?
You don't hit her.
Well, it's a big wussy, but now...
Why don't you hit her if she's hitting him and knocking out her teeth? What do you propose that he do, douchey? This guy's got to take a stand, and there, you know, you can say, be all noble, oh, I'm not going to hit a woman, whatever. He's got to warn her. He's got to say this.
First of all, I can't even believe I'm saying this about a man.
He's got to say, look, if you touch me, if you do anything, I'm going to knock you out.
Why can't you walk away? You ask me what he should do. First of all,
he says,
look, if you hit me one more time, I will not hit you back. I will leave you, and I'm done. I'm leaving the relationship.
He's too scared of that.
What is he afraid of?
Psycho.
She took a ball off. There's something to be afraid of,
well,
I guess.
Why
she
didn't
stop at that.
Let
you
the
think
police
she'd feel
do
bad?
It. Yeah, and, you know, I have read this before in my stupid girly magazines. This happens more often than you're aware. Where men,
no, it doesn't.
Yeah, yes, it does. Where men get a little slapped around.
No.
It's just that they're embarrassed to admit it.
Oh, what guy other than Dieter's dumbass friend is allowing that to happen?
There are a lot of guys out there.
No, I've got hit before. by a girlfriend once. And what I said was, I mean, we were fighting middle of the night. She swung at me, hit me like the side of my cheek, and was kind of choking me. I said, you know, I go, get your hands off me. I'll flip out on you. I mean, this is no joke.
I'll kill you.
Yeah, she never did it again.